Ah, Adventureland. A lush jungle clearing full of lost treasures, lost safaris, lost tourists, and little men living in trees. Alex Stewart, there you are.
Freddie Martin, I'm so glad we were able to meet here at the Tropical Hideaway. This is the first time I've stepped foot on these hallowed grounds since they've opened.
I have to admit, Disney has outdone themselves with the design of this place.
You know, it has the perfect mix of Jungle Cruise, Tiki Room, and Trader Sam's all wrapped into one glorious location.
Now, I'm pretty impressed with the fun references to the SEA. The Imagineers added so many.
Wait, what? You totally lost me there.
The SEA? The Society of Explorers and Adventurers? One of the most elaborate mega themes to ever come out of Disney? None of this is ringing a bell to you?
Sounds a little bit like a fan theory. And, Freddy, I only deal in absolutes.
This is an absolute. There's nothing fan theory about it.
Okay, I'm willing to see where this goes. Tell me, Freddy, what is the SEA?
Where do I start? All right. Try this on for size. You see those oars hanging there on the wall over there?
Yeah, just a bunch of oars. I mean, it reminds me of the Jungle Cruise joke when they would hold two oars up and they'd say, which one? And you say, either or. I mean, it goes with the Jungle River theme, right? So what?
No, so look closer. Each one of those oars has a unique story to tell. This one has arrows shot through it. This one has piranha bites.
Oh, yeah, and this one was bit by an alligator, and the gator's skull is still attached to you.
Now you see what I'm getting at. There's more details in this place than meets the eye. Take a look at these plaques. Each one of these oars is a trophy, a memento commemorating some long-forgotten expedition on the jungle rivers of the world.
Oh, you're right. Here's one for the Amazon River Expedition in 1910. This one's the Zambezi River in 1831. The Ganges, Congo, Yangtze. Hey, these are all the same rivers the Jungle Cruise boats are named after.
Most of them are, that's right. The Zambezi Miss, the Ganges Gal. Back when I was a skipper, the Congo Queen was the fastest boat on these waters. How about you?
Well, our Ganges Gal was pretty quick, as I recall. But the skipper who got stuck in the Ukiali Una for 8 hours was basically the low person on the totem pole. I'm remembering Lost Safari here. Talk about slow. But, Freddie, I digress. What are these names on the plaques? These aren't any Disney characters I've ever heard of.
Well, Al, this is where it gets interesting. Each one of these oars commemorates an expedition led by a member of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. See their seal here? Harrison Hightower, Yangtze River, 1872. Professor Blauer Himmel, Ukiali River, 1904. Captain Mary Oceaneer, Orinoco River, 1899. Dr. Albert Falls, Mbay River, 1903.
Wait. Dr. Albert Falls, like from the Jungle Cruise joke?
He's not a joke, my friend. He's real. At least according to Disney lore. You see, the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, the SEA, is a sort of hidden in plain sight creation the Imagineers use to tie together many of the different attractions throughout the Disney parks.
I don't get it.
All right, stick with me. If you ride the Jungle Cruise or Big Thunder Mountain or something, you get off and think, well, that was fun, now it's over. When you leave the ride, you presume that everything you need to know about the story was contained in the ride, right?
Right.
Wrong. If you look closely at the details around you, you'll discover hints that link the rides together. There are clues to the SEA story in other lands, other rides, even other parks, revealing a richer, more detailed story than you ever imagined. The story of the Jungle Cruise is connected to Big Thunder Mountain because the characters in the backstory are SEA members. They coexist within an elaborate narrative universe that is only now being talked about by Disney fans.
But who are they?
That's what I'm trying to find out. They describe themselves as a society comprised of mariners, scientists, engineers, and artists with seemingly endless financial means, dedicated to the advancement of navigation and exploration of the seas, but There's so much more.
Okay, I'll admit that this is really compelling information, actually. But now I'm curious, what do these poison darts and Mary Oceaneer's ore have to do with anything?
Good question. Maybe they're just decoration and maybe... Whoa, Alex, I wouldn't mess with them if I were you. I heard they're actual poison darts.
As if Disney would leave poison darts out for anyone to mess with. Ow! Oh, Freddy, these points are sharp. Freddy, I think there was something in my Dole Whip.
It's not the Dole Whip, Al. It's the dart.
I think I need to lay.
Oh, no. Al, I gotta get you out of here before someone notices your lifeless body laying in the middle of the tropical hideaway. And I know just the place. Well, you've officially been out for 11 hours.
What? Where are we?
Well, Al, as a former Jungle Cruise skipper, my training kicked in. I was taught that whenever you have something to hide, take it to the jungle. So that's what I did.
Where in the jungle are we?
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure. I've explored this jungle many, 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 many times, but I've never seen this area before. I dragged you quietly past Trader Sam's place because I was afraid if he saw me with you slumped over on my back, he'd think I was bringing dinner. It was taking that new route that eventually led me to this encampment.
It's nice. This cot is super comfortable.
From what I can tell, this camp was owned by a woman named Anastasia Falls.
What?
What? Do you know her?
Well, you could say that. How do you know this place was hers?
Well, I may or may not have looked through her diary on that table over there.
You know, she's the daughter of...
Dr. Albert Falls, yeah. I gathered that from the diary. Do you happen to know a guy named Richard Quartermain Munts also?
No. Should I?
I don't know. The final entry in her diary says this. Had a visitor to the camp this evening. Someone I've never seen in the jungle before. A Richard Quartermain Munts. He claimed he knew my father. He was trying to get as much information about him and his life as possible, but wouldn't say why. He claims my father has been missing. That's not possible. I've been receiving letters from him for many months now. It's been many years since I've seen him with my own eyes, though. This only further reinforces why I must take the advice given to return home. She then goes on about snow or something like that, but the name Richard Quartermain Munts sounds so familiar, yet I just can't figure out why. This is going to make me crazy.
Well, hey, maybe he's one of those SEA members you've been going on about.
No, I would remember a name like that if he was part of the SEA, but that doesn't mean he's not connected to the SEA somehow. That name rings a bell. But from where? Ah, this is killing me. What are you doing, Alex?
Looking for some food. I haven't eaten since this morning. Freddy, my body knows it's within the walls of Disneyland, so if I don't have a treat in my hand at all times, I get pretty hangry.
Any luck?
No. Man, what I wouldn't do for a tiger tail and a deliciously ice-cold jungle julep from the Bengal barbecue right now.
That's it.
What, did you find a churro?
No, the Bengal barbecue.
You found the Bengal barbecue? Was it lost?
No, the answer to my question about months may be at the Bengal barbecue.
Oh, okay, well, then let's go. Freddy, wait up! Wow, the park is empty.
That's because it's 1:30 in the morning. You were out for a really long time.
Wow. Well, on the bright side, at least there won't be a line for food.
And there won't be any prying eyes to watch us while we explore some of the SEA information we're about to get into.
Sounds good to me. Wait, there it is. The shining beacon of sustenance in a world of darkness.
Let's go. Okay, now that we're in, the first piece of SEA evidence is right there. Al? Al, where are you?
Oh, much better. Man, this tiger tail really hits the spot.
Enough with the tiger tail already.
All right, I'm with you. What you got?
Okay. Up on this shelf here is a box full of mail, including a photo of a pilot in a cockpit. That pilot is Professor Blauerhimmel. That name sound familiar?
One of the SEA ores, right?
Yep, that's it. Blauerhimmel. That's blue sky in German. He was apparently a pilot for the SEA and something of a treasure hunter in his own right.
And I'm guessing he was quite the ladies' man, too, based on all those love letters.
And that mustache. Now look over here. See that framed photo in the corner? Recognize anybody?
Sure, any movie buff would recognize those two. That's Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn. Oh, hey, that's a still from The African Queen, the movie Walt Disney based the Jungle Cruise ride on. That's a cool Easter egg.
It's more than just an Easter egg, Al. It's a clue. Look closer.
Okay. What am I looking for?
See anybody else in the boat?
Nope, just Bogey and Kate. Wait! There's a monkey wearing a jacket sitting next to Kate. How'd you do that?
Not me. Disney magic. Believe it or not, that monkey is a member of the SEA.
Okay, now you're just making stuff up.
No fooling. We'll get to that later, but keep looking at the photo. They're on that cargo crate. What do you see?
Oh, wait a minute. There's a picture of somebody driving a Jungle Cruise boat. Who's that supposed to be?
None other than that noted explorer, Dr. Albert Falls.
Okay, now how do you know that?
All in good time, Skip. All in good time. I believe Bogey and Kate were on a quest to find Dr. Falls, and the monkey is their, how did Jack Sparrow put it? Their leverage.
Freddy, I'm starting to feel like this is a little rabbit hole to Wonderland. You know, a chalk drawing on a sidewalk, a cocktail of happy thoughts and pixie dust, and we're heading straight to Never Neverland.
Al. Come back from Fantasyland, dude. This is a true life adventure unfolding right before your eyes. I think that poison dart is still wearing off. Listen, there's more to that story, but we've got to move on.
I'm not sure I can take much more.
Easy now. Come on over here. Take a gander at that small painting up on the wall there.
I see it. It's an oil painting of a bunch of old-timey people hanging out together in some sort of cigar club or something. They're so elegant yet unrefined, rough around the edges but regal. Who are those people?
I think you know.
The Society of Explorers and Adventurers.
That's right. The SEA.
I gotta say, I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it myself.
See anybody in there you recognize?
Oh, yeah, there's Blue Sky or Blauerhimmel.
Blauerhimmel.
Gesundheit.
Very funny.
Oh, and there's Albert the monkey sitting on that old guy's shoulder.
Yep, that's Dr. Henry Mystic, and he's sitting next to... Hey, what's that?
What's what?
There's a small tag hanging out from under the painting.
Pull on it.
It looks like the size of a business card.
It has some writing on it. What does it say?
It looks like an attribution tag.
A what?
The tag on the back of a painting or work of art that shows who painted it.
Cool. What's the name on the card?
No way.
What?
It says here that the painting was done by an R.Q. Munce.
Richard Quartermain Munce. Oh, but wait, did you notice that?
Notice what?
There's a strange layer of dust on the top of the frame.
I assume it's just plain Bengal barbecue dust, Al.
I didn't realize normal dust was brownish orange.
Al, did you just taste it? You have no idea where it came from or what's on it.
Trust me, I know exactly where this came from, just from the taste, and that is thunder dust.
What?
Freddie, I have the innate ability to taste any substance in the park and know exactly where it came from inside the park.
Ugh.
Don't ask how I acquired the skill. What matters most is that this painting traveled here via Big Thunder Mountain.
Of course.
Let me guess. Off to Thunder we go?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now that we're at Big Thunder, where do we go from here?
I think the best place to start is with a little walk through Rainbow Ridge.
Ah, yes. The little town that could. A little town full of little people. It sprouted up here in the little old west to support the massive mining effort needed to extract the gold from Big Thunder Mountain over yonder.
That's adorable.
What?
Let me ask you a question, Al. Did you ever wonder why the mine trains at Big Thunder don't have drivers?
Because they're made by Elon Musk's great-grandfather, Jovan Musk, the man who brought AI, driverless horses, and more to the Wild West?
This is serious, Al.
Is it?
According to native legend, Big Thunder Mountain is enchanted by powerful spirits.
Ooh.
During the gold rush, miners came from across the country to try their luck in the mountain's endless tunnels and bottomless caverns. As Rainbow Ridge sprang to life, more miners came to town, and soon it was a bustling little town full of life and dreams of riches untold. But the dreams soon came to a tragic end.
Yeah, what happened?
Strange things, Al. Small cave-ins here and there. Lightning storms gathered around the mountain and seemed to take up permanent residence. Whole mine shafts flooded without explanation. The mountain seemed to be evicting every miner who tried to take her gold.
Jeez, I think I'd take the hint.
The owner of the mine was a millionaire named Barnabas T. Bullion. There's a picture of him hanging on the wall here inside the Panhandle, Rainbow Ridge's hotel. Riders can see it best when it's darker outside and the light is on inside.
Oh, man, he looks grumpy.
He was. Greedy, too. Bullion ignored the mountain's warnings and kept sending mining crews deeper and deeper into the mines. When his promises of fortune and glory ceased to motivate them, Bullion's thugs motivated them at gunpoint.
What a jerk. Now, what does Bullion have to do with the SEA?
He's a member.
Oh, wait. I thought the SEA were the good guys.
What gave you that idea? They may be rich, adventurous, and eccentric, but they've got their secrets just like everybody else.
Fair enough. So what happened to the mine?
Well, one day, Bullion forced a crew of 26 miners down into the mine to extract the largest vein of gold anyone had ever seen. They loaded up the trains and headed for the surface. And that's when the mountain got her revenge.
Revenge?
The mountain shook with the sound of thunder as a massive cave-in buried the gold along with the miners.
That's awful. This isn't your everyday Disney fairy tale, is it?
No, it's not. But the story is not without its magical twist. You see, every day since, the mountain herself sends the old mine trains out into the daylight to pick up brave passengers for a brief but thrilling trip into the caverns below. As long as they look but don't touch, they are welcome to return again and again.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
That's a first.
Ha ha. So then Rainbow Ridge became a real ghost town?
Sort of. To understand what happens next, I need to introduce you to probably the most important figure in SEA lore. He's an inventor, treasure hunter, adventurer, and visionary, the likes of whom we haven't seen since Da Vinci, Galileo, or Fonzarelli. Follow me to the north side of Big Thunder. And here we are.
Wait, didn't there used to be a good barbecue place around here?
I don't know what you're talking about. Check this out. Over here in the shadow of the mountain, we find an old red stagecoach. This carriage is holding an SEA secret most guests will never see or understand. Look at it closely. Tell me what you see.
It's broken down, abandoned. The sideboard says the name of the stagecoach company. I believe it says Western Expeditions and Delivery. Hey, wed like Walter Elias Disney. That's kind of cool.
Good. Now, what else do you see?
There's luggage still loaded on the stagecoach. I guess who's ever riding it took off in a hurry.
And?
And that sea chest has a delivery tag on it. It says, ship to Jason Chandler.
That's our guy.
Who's Jason Chandler?
Well, Chandler was a founding member and the president of the SEA in the mid-1800s. He had a great mind for inventing and was passionate about science and discovery. As a young man, he invented the drilling machine Bouillon used to dig the Big Thunder Mine. When it caved in, Chandler jumped into action. He alone knew the power and the capabilities of that drill and dug a parallel shaft to rescue the miners. When all 26 miners were safe above ground, a massive earthquake collapsed the shaft, burying Chandler and the drill. The final casualties of the mountain's curse.
That is tragic. But wait, if he was buried alive, how is he a founder of the SEA?
Details are sketchy, but he appears to have escaped either by digging into the center of the Earth or tunneling north to the Arctic Circle. I'm not sure.
Sounds like the obvious choice that anybody would do.
Well, after his escape, Chandler vowed to never again invent anything that would risk lives for the sake of gold or greed. He would only use his gifts to illuminate new discoveries for the good of mankind. Incidentally, Chandler means candle maker, which I think fits him quite well.
Seems like he was a bright guy, enlightened, a luminous figure even, brilliant, electric.
Are you done?
Okay, sorry, the joke got a little burned out, I would say. You'll have to forgive me. Sometimes I find myself waxing comedic. My peers say no one can hold a candle to my skills of humor.
Oh, Al, please.
Okay, sorry, continue.
Chandler retreated to a hidden bay where he worked on his discoveries.
Dazzling.
From there, he went on to pioneer mechanized explorations of the world's highest mountains and the depths of the sea. Legend says he flew an ironclad blimp around the globe and is thought to have even cracked the roof of the sky to travel among the stars.
Hey, maybe that's why the stagecoach is pointing directly into Galaxy's Edge.
Wow, you might not be that far, far away from the truth. But this is where the clues about Jason Chandler's story trail off.
Freddie, I gotta tell you, you've got me convinced this whole SEA thing is legitimate. It's so amazing to see how these details go simply unnoticed by most everyone coming through the park, myself included.
But that's also the great thing about Disney parks. There's always something new to experience or discover each time you visit.
You know, it makes me really want to look into every single nook and cranny I've never looked in before.
That's not a bad idea, Al. Keep an eye out for security guards. I'm going to open Chandler's chest and see what's inside. Oh, man, that was loud. I hope nobody heard it.
Oh, Freddy, look inside the box. There's
a gold medallion. Or at least half of one. It looks like it was broken down the middle.
Hey, what does it say on it?
Well, in the middle, it looks like initials. RQ something.
RQM. This has to be Muntz's medallion.
I bet you're right.
Oh, and look around the edges of the medallion. It looks like coordinates of some sort.
Yeah, that's right. Where do you think this leads us to?
Well, they look incomplete, but from what I can read, it has to be somewhere in Georgia.
Since when do you know how to read latitudes and longitudes so well?
Freddy, you're not the only one who spent a lot of time in the jungle, if you know what I mean.
Fair enough. Georgia, huh? Well, I know that there's a story about...
Shh!
What is it?
Somebody's coming.
Oh, Disney security. Good eye, Al.
Thanks. It looks like they're fanning out. They're clearly looking for something or someone. Oh, no, or two someones.
Probably a good time to get going.
Oh, wait, look at that.
Look at what?
Look at that guard.
He's pointing in our direction.
But look at how he's pointing.
He's using only one finger.
Freddy, these guys are clearly not Disney cast members.
Something's fishy, Al, and I don't think we should stick around to find out who these guys are.
There they are!
Oh, we've been spotted! Run! Hold on to that medallion and follow me. I know a shortcut out of here through Rainbow Ridge. Let's go!
Oh, God. I think we lost him.
Oh, that backstage route always throws people off. We just need to get out of the park without being noticed. If we sneak through the Jungle Cruise break area on the other side of Adventureland, we can make our way out to Main Street and we're home free.
Good call. This maintenance area leads us right out into Adventureland.
Perfect. Now we just sneak out.
There they are!
And they've got the medallion! Get him!
Run! Through the Indy queue? That's a dead end.
No time to argue. Follow me.
You say so.
Oh, quick. Over that berm. To the biplane.
Biplane?
It's Walt's personal biplane. He used it to get from the studio to Disneyland when he was in a hurry.
I've never heard this piece of Disney trivia before.
What do you want from me? They can't all be Dave Smith approved. It's a free ride out of here. Now hurry! Jump in!
Do you know how to fly?
Fly? Yes. Land? How hard can it be? To Georgia. Where are those coordinates leading us to?
Let me see. Wait!
What is it?
This isn't coordinates leading to Georgia. I misread two numbers. This is leading us to Orlando. Walt Disney World, to be exact.
All right. Walt Disney World, here we come. Hold on, Al. We're coming in for a landing.
Freddy, where are we gonna land?
Well, right down there is a landing strip Disney Corporate used to use. No one will notice us there. Hold on, this could get a little bumpy.
Freddy?
Alex, I'm kind of busy trying to land a vintage biplane that hasn't been flown in over 50 years.
Well, I just wanted to point out that we are definitely not gonna be alone on that runway. Look!
Give me those binoculars. Oh, great.
Who is it?
Felix Casablanca, famous Disney artifact smuggler. Rumor is he's made his fortune stealing the original Hatbox ghost figure and selling it to Howard Hughes or some such for quite the hearty sum.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's just get out of here.
It's not that simple. I've already started my landing approach. In this old plane, the only way to get out of this approach is to basically rip the wings off and go flying into oblivion.
Oh, so it looks like we have no choice but to get a first-class greeting from Mr. Casablanca.
Hide that medallion and hold on. I'm going in. Well, hello, Felix. What brings you down to Florida? Did they run out of things to steal in Disneyland Paris?
Very funny, Mr. Martin. Once a skipper, always a skipper, I suppose.
How did you know where to find us?
One of my agents in Anaheim was able to toss a tracking beacon onto the underside of your biplane.
Classic.
You and your friend will need to come with us.
Or what?
Trust me, you don't want me to answer that. Let's just say Nero and Brutus here aren't big fans of saying please. Now, get in the car.
Oof! Oof! Ow!
Hey, move it, Puny!
All right, I'm going. Where are we?
I should have known. It's the Jungle Navigation Company's world-famous Skipper Canteen.
Whoa, the Skipper Canteen. I've always heard about it, but never thought I'd see it in person.
Most Disneyland skippers never make their way this deep into the jungle, but the Walt Disney World skippers know it as home base, headquarters. For lack of a better word, it's their break room. Dr. Albert Falls built it to keep his crew of wisecracking river rats and pork and beans while they shuttled tourists in and out of the jungle.
Wow, this is like Skipper Heaven.
In a way, yes. It's where all bad jokes go to die.
Who you calling a bad joke?
If the punchline fits. Now keep moving.
Keep moving? Where? You're pushing us into this bookshelf.
I think we're being shelved.
Is that how you read this situation?
Is this the end?
I don't have the spine for this.
It was bound to happen sometime.
I only blame myself.
Calm down, you fools. It's a secret door.
Ooh, a secret door. Door.
Sorry we became so unhinged.
Skippers. Why did it have to be skippers? Tie them back to back in those chairs. We'll get him to talk soon.
Not so tight.
Ow. Rope burns. Mr. Martin, you cannot tell me you traveled all the way down here to Florida just to get a churro.
There's nothing like a Magic Kingdom churro.
Ah, save it for Skipper stand-up. Mr. Martin, where's the medallion?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I grow weary of this banter. Why not save us all the hassle and just tell me where it is? That medallion is the key to finding Munce.
Okay, can somebody tell me who is this Munce character?
I'm glad you asked. Richard Quatermain Munce is a famous explorer and author, noted primarily for his discovery of a living primeval world deep in the heart of the Grand Canyon. After Dr. Albert Falls discovered his prolific writing, Munce
was commissioned to be the keeper of the collective stories of all SEA members. Now I remember.
Very good, Mr. Martin. Munce was devoting his entire life to chronicling all of the exploits of every member of the SEA. That includes the location of all their collective treasures as well. Now I'm running out of patience, Mr. Martin. Where is the medallion?
I think I dropped it on our way in. Maybe check the lost and found at City Hall.
So this is how you want to play it, eh? Fine, then.
Mr. Casablanca?
What is it, Nero?
There's a Mr. Harris here to speak with you about a painting from the Haunted Mansion.
Ah, yes. Mustn't keep him waiting. Don't go anywhere, you two. Stay with him.
Okay, boss.
Man, how are we going to get out of this one?
Well, on the bright side, it looks like we're locked up with some of the most incredible SEA artifacts I've ever seen.
What is this place?
Well, that bookshelf passageway was hiding this secret room. And if my guess is correct, this is the Falls family's very own private lounge. SEA members only.
Wow.
Here, look over here. Try scooting, Al. Okay. Check out this large crest with the SEA seal on it.
It's beautiful. Do you think that's real gold leaf?
Maybe.
It says Exploratio Continua. What's that mean?
Continued exploration. Keep moving forward, eh, Walt?
Wait, Freddy, what's that painting?
Let's look. Wow, I can't believe what I'm seeing. That's a painting of Dr. Albert Falls as a young man. That must be his first expedition to discover the ruins of the ancient Cambodian shrine.
The one built by ancient Cambodian shriners?
None other.
Oh, look at this one. It's a map of some sort.
Let's go. Legendary Beasts of the Mediterranean by Captain Mary Oceaneer. She's the greatest mariner the SEA has ever known.
Oh, and look at these beasts. I gotta tell you, man, I wouldn't want to run into any of these in a dark tributary. It says, what is that, the Runconosaurus? The Cabalum Horribilis?
Ew, the Crockerfish. Now that face could melt a microphone.
Whoa, Freddy, look at these cupcakes.
Those aren't cupcakes, Al. Those are fezes.
Well, we better give them back to Fez or he's going to get upset, right?
No. They are fezes, ceremonial hats. They're the official SEA club regalia. And there's one for each of them. Look, there's Albert Falls, And Meriwether Pleasure?
Here's Sango Shio and Chief Tendaji?
Oh, and here's Henry Mystic and a little one for none other than Albert the Monkey. Al, do you know what this is?
A flock of fezzes.
No, Al, if this is where they left their fezzes, this may be the site of the last meeting of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers.
Wow. Freddy, you're right. This area does have some amazingly rich SEA story in it. Too bad we won't be able to make it out of here to share this info with anybody.
Have a little faith, Al. I've gotten out of worse pickles than this.
Freddy, seriously, how do you expect to get out of this one? There are no windows and no doors, other than the one guarded by that dude who looks bigger than an ox over there.
Let me think about this.
Freddy!
I'm thinking, Al.
Look up, it's a monkey!
He's climbing down towards us.
Hey, monkey! Untie us and I'll buy you a dozen Dole Whips, I promise.
As if he can understand you. Ooh, wait, he is untying you.
It seems like it. There, my hand's loose. Hey, thanks, little guy.
Hey, quick, untie me too. Oh, I've got a bad feeling about this.
Why? Are we facing certain death?
No, I've been sitting on my hands. I've got a bad feeling in my fingers. Can't feel them at all.
Just one more loop. There you go.
Thanks, Al. Hey, the monkey is picking your pocket.
Oh, no, he's got the medallion. Get him.
Wait, look what's hanging around his neck.
It looks like...
the other half of the medallion.
Wait, what's that sound?
What is that? It's a strange beeping sound.
Freddy, I think it's coming from the medallions.
Yeah, they must have some sort of homing signal or something in both halves. Wait.
What?
This is all coming together.
What do you mean?
Munce is known for traveling with a monkey named Pierre.
Pierre?
Pierre! This must be Pierre!
He must have been tracking the medallion, expecting to find Munce.
But he found us instead. Aw, sorry, little fella.
Come here, pal. Wait, I'm not gonna hurt you. I wanna help you. Yeah, there, okay. Oh, he's friendly.
Wait a minute. Look at the medallion. Now that it's whole, the coordinates are whole as well. What are those coordinates, Al?
Oh, good. Let me see. It looks like these coordinates lead to... Oh, these lead to Expedition Everest.
Oh, that makes total sense. For years, there's been rumors that there's a secret SEA meeting house inside a cave on the highest peak of that attraction.
Oh, Freddy, we've got to get there.
But how? There's no getting past these guards.
Hey, what is it, Pierre? Why do you keep pointing at the ceiling like that? Oh, that's it! We go out the way Pierre got in, through the ceiling.
Follow that monkey!
Grab onto the molding along the wall.
We gotta go. Casablanca's gonna be back here any minute.
Almost there. All right, I'm up. Now, let's get out of here.
Excuse me. Well, gentlemen, are you ready to talk? Nero, Brutus, where did they go? Don't just stand there. Get them.
Freddy, how in the world did you learn how to fly a helicopter?
I spent a lot of
time in the jungle. I get it. Okay, but you still haven't explained where this helicopter even came from.
We're currently flying in the helicopter owned by Mr. Casablanca. I'm sure he won't mind if we borrow it. Now, look up ahead.
Expedition Everest?
I see a perfect place to land. Hold on.
All right, we're down. Let's go. Now, the coordinates lead us right into that cave over there. Let's go. The spot should be right around here.
There's nothing here but that old broken down minecart over there. What a disappointment.
Pierre, get back here.
Look, he jumped into the cart.
Hey, let's go check it out.
What is that, pal?
Look, Freddy, it's a small box.
With the SEA seal on it.
You'll be handing that over to me now, Mr. Martin.
Casablanca.
I'd like to thank you for leading us here. Now, give me that box.
Never.
Considering the circumstances, you don't have much of a choice. Hand it over.
Don't do it, Freddy.
You heard him. We don't have any other options.
No. We've worked so hard for this.
It's great getting to uncover more truths about the SEA, but our lives are more important than finding out what's inside that box. Here you go, Casablanca. Hopefully it's everything you've ever dreamed of.
Take heart, Mr. Martin. At least you can know that this went to good use, helping me find even more valuable Disney treasure. Good day, gentle.
Is that a
Yeti? They do exist!
Get back! Get back! Attack it, Nero! Nero! Get your hands off me!
Saved by a Yeti. Freddy, what's the matter?
The box. I know it's not that big of a deal in the scheme of things, but I've spent so much time trying to get as close to knowing everything about the SEA as possible. I thought that box was my chance to finally unlock even greater mysteries. But now, it's gone.
I'm sorry, pal. If it makes you feel better, I learned a ton. You know, I even think it would be great to do an episode of the podcast showcasing everything that I learned on our adventure.
Well, at least we got a podcast episode out of it.
What is it, little guy? Hey, Freddy, look! The monkey has the box!
Oh, it must have gotten knocked out of Casablanca's hands when the Yeti grabbed him!
Well, pal, now's your chance to see what's inside. Open it up! Oh, look at that emblem on the box.
It says, Colonel Wayne Percival McSwagger. I know that name.
Oh no, here we go again.
On second thought, you're right. We'll save that for another time.
Good idea. Now, open the box. This suspense is killing me. What is that?
It's a map of Disneyland with the initials RQM burned into the paper.
Oh, and look, this map has to have been commissioned by Tiki Tony. Look, there's his signature on the map itself. Man, he's got a lot of explaining to do. Oh, there's also a note in the box. What does it say?
It's a date, March 3rd, 2019.
Wait, what does it say below the date?
It looks like it says Disneyland Adventureland Day. Al, do you know what this means?
Freddy, this means that we need to fire up the biplane's engines. We're off to Disneyland! Again!
Our two intrepid hosts and their monkey companion are on their way to meet fellow explorers, world travelers, and tiki aficionados for Adventureland Day on March 3rd, 2019 at Disneyland Park. Adventureland Day is a time where enthusiasts from across the globe don their favorite jungle, tiki, Indiana Jones, or Tarzan-inspired outfits and meet together for a day of fun, excitement, and adventure. In preparation for the event, be sure to secure your very own copy of the secret map described at the end of this episode. That's right, world-famous tiki artist Tiki Tony, in cahoots with Richard Quartermain Muntz, has created a very special map that will lead you on a daring journey to find a lost treasure of your own during the event on March 3rd. Visit AdventurelandDay.com to secure your copy today. Maps only cost $2, but explorers can also purchase an Adventurelanders package that also includes an exclusive pin as well. The first 1,000 adventurers who successfully uncover the mystery of the map during the event will receive a treasure that is truly fit for an explorer of the jungles. We will see you there. This episode of Did You Know Disney was written and produced by Alex Stewart and Freddie Martin, with sound design by Alex Stewart. Our voice talent included Freddie Martin and Alex Stewart. Our special guest this episode was Mr. Freddie Martin. You can find him at freddiemartin.net or on Instagram by searching at Skipper Freddie. You can also check out his themed attraction podcast by searching for that title wherever podcasts are purveyed. To hear more exciting episodes like the one you just heard, please subscribe to the Did You Know Disney podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere you can find podcasts. While you're at it, feel free to check out the sister show, The Backside of Water, a podcast that delves into the rich history, awesome stories, and fascinating details behind your favorite Disney attractions. Also, be sure to follow Did You Know Disney and The Backside of Water on Instagram by searching for the Did You Know Disney podcast and The Backside of Water podcast. So until next time, be sure to remember that adventure is out there.